Blog Talk Radio. thank you, Podcast audience. I heard y'all clapping out there. I'd just like to say thank you for that applause. You're just too kind. This is Forrest Nance, your host for Grown Folks Talking, Express Yourself. Once again, I'd like to thank you for coming out and supporting my podcast, which basically is also your podcast, too. And the reason why I say that is because you have the option of hitting the number one button and ask any questions of me or my guests. Now, before I go on any further, I'd just like to say that I'm going to dedicate, because I always like to dedicate a podcast to a particular person or a situation to keep us aware, because that's what we do. I always tell people, grab a pen and a pad, so when Brother Rashad comes on and gives you his health and healing, all right, you could take notes down while he's talking. If you want to ask him a question, hit number one. Or he always gives you his contact number, all right, so you can contact him personally if you need a consultation or want to talk to him about something, or maybe one of my guests. Remember, the number one button, it'll say you are now in the queue. Anyway, I'd just like to dedicate this particular podcast today, August the 22nd, to our beloved but devastated brothers and sisters and people in Haiti. Unfortunately, you know the catastrophe that has happened down there. And, you know, it's just so unfortunate that it's not just this, but they went through so much over the last couple of decades. You know, just being devastated. If it's not somebody in office that's ripped the country off and flew off to another country somewhere for asylum, you know, here it is now. They've been, and I heard it's over, well over 1,000 deaths. So let's keep our dear brothers and sisters from Haiti in our prayers. Also, I'd just like to share a personal note with my podcast audience, because I know you're sensitive to my needs, like I should be sensitive to your needs. I want to give a shout-out to Miss Karen Watley Horton. I've been looking for her for a long time, and I'm just want to say this real fast, family, all right? Because, look, if you don't hit the number one button and share things with me, I'm going to share things with you, and if you don't like to hear it, just put the earplugs in, okay? But back when I graduated high school in 1975, my mother gave me the car, and I loaded it up with the guys, okay? One in the front, three in the back. And I graduated. By the way, we're headquartered here in Newark, New Jersey. Shout out to everybody in the different states, okay, that happen to be tuning in and listening. I'll mention them a little later on in the broadcast. But just so happens that everything at that particular time, all right, before disco hit hard, that's right, I'm going back in time, all right, because that was a good time, the 70s, okay, living in the best of times, didn't even know it. But now looking at what's going on today, now I know, and unfortunately, I wish I could fly back in time. Trust me, I would do things a lot more different and enjoy myself a lot more better. Because sometimes when you're young, you think it's going to extend into your latter years. That ain't the case now. This COVID epidemic, plandemic, whatever you want to call it. I call it a plandemic, okay? Because I know where to look at the flip side other than what's being told to me on mainstream news media. All right, and isn't it every time you turn on the TV, which I don't turn too much of it on, you know, I'm not going to lie, I like to watch Judge Mathis every now and then, Judge Judy with her little cocky self, only 4'5". She wouldn't be talking that stuff on the street over here, but she has a platform, and she comes off, and she's, she's right to the point. But anyway, so much for that. All right, I like to watch certain programs on TV, not many, because most of it's nonsense. All right, but what happened was, to get back to what I was saying, all right, everyone, all right, when it comes to, back in the day, 2 o'clock, everything would close, all right, as like I said, time went on, clubs started closing 4 or 5 in the morning, so me and the guys had nowhere to go, and I said, hey, let's take a ride to Orange, New Jersey. Now, there was this beautiful woman, Karen Watley. We crashed Montclair, New Jersey High School's, you know, party at the time. We went there, and all these beautiful women. I always knew Monica had beautiful women along with East Orange, New Jersey, all right? But we went in there, and I met this lovely lady, Karen Watley. And unfortunately, for me, I'm saying, but fortunate for her, family moved to Texas. I never really got a chance to know her, but that summer of 75, I'll never forget. And just so happens that I'm on Facebook, because I was never on social media, family, until I started my podcast, because I have to, you know, get the word out, motivate, you know, and stimulate people out here, because that's what I do. I was gifted that way. I always have been. Anytime that I've done anything in my life, I've always been a leader, never a follower. And there's nothing wrong with following if it's going to get you somewhere, if it's going to educate, stimulate you to be a leader, because we'll have to learn, all right? I learned from my family, because that's when it was structured back then. It was a village. Now, I need not say no more. And not in all spaces. It's up to us, what they call OGs, all right, to try to still work with these young folks. And not all of them are bad. You have some very well-educated, nice young people that have took the baton of freedom and of democracy, and just speaking truth to power. They've taken that baton and they've moved on because they understand the history. And that's what's missing with a lot of younger people, their history, understanding what their predecessors did so that they can enjoy the freedoms that they have, all right? If you want to call it too little or whatever, whatever the case may be, whatever you put on your rectus scale, all right, it is what it is, all right? But anyhow, I just like to give a shout-out to Miss Karen Whatley, and you better be listening. She's by way of Houston, Texas, so I got Texas in the house, all right? Also, all right, I'd like to give a shout-out to Miss Barbara King and her daughter. I went to a celebration they had July the 31st, all right, Malkiah, okay? Let me tell you something. Malkiah means queen, and her government last name is King, so she's Queen King. She's a boss, and I'm going to tell you why, family. She's going to law school, and my prayers are out to her, and I told her, listen, when you graduate, and she runs for office, I'm sitting behind a desk. The Most High willing, I'm here when she graduates law school because she wants to do the office thing. She wants to run. She will be a straight lace. And mark my words, August the 22nd of 2021, there's very few selfless politicians out here that will represent people. She's fought for people already in the position she had with the union. She's going to be my guest. As soon as she gives me a date, I'm going to let you guys know. Her name is Malkiah King, Queen King, all right? And just stay tuned for her. She's going to law school, and she's going to represent the people who don't have a voice. She's going to be a representative of the voiceless, all right? And trust me, like I said, she's a boss. And the celebration me and my brother went to and his wife, it was a beautiful thing. It was really nice. I enjoyed participating in the celebration of her going to law school. So, family, and when I bring her on, if you need a good attorney, and she ain't gonna lose, we're gonna talk to this sister in the future. All right. So, a shout out to the King family. Now, I also like to do a shout out to Ms. Dawn Lewis Roberts, Ms. Terry Nashville, all right, and a shout-out to Ms. Miranda Woolard and Joyce Sneed. These are ladies that are the backbone to my podcast. They've been very supportive. And also shout-out to my man. I'm going to talk about the green tea, all right, my man John, if he's listening out in Trumbull, if I'm saying it correctly, Connecticut. That's my connect for green organic green tea, 500 ECGC. Now, you got low-grade green tea. When you go to ShopRite, you got the Lipton, if that is tea, Bigelow. Those are low-grade. This man, I've been enjoying his product now for like the last 3-4 years, all right? And I'm telling you, as you get older, and even when you're young, start young as a preventive, okay? Keep that heart healthy. And a lot of our females have had a problem dealing with cancer. Green tea, the powerful form, not the crappy green tea, all right, has been known to be a cancer fighter. So, and it's also good for your heart and has polyphenols. So it's rich. This you can't find, as my dear Mr. John explained to me, a more powerful green tea. 500 ECG. It's hard to beat that anywhere in the world. So I will be on my Facebook page, and I will announce it. You go, you get a discount with my code. Call in, get it. I guarantee you guys will keep it like I do. Whenever I order two bags at a time. All right? I drink two or three cups of green tea every day. Okay? Now, what I would like to say to you right now also is, hold on for a minute, family. Hold on. Okay, somebody was just trying to call in. They're going to have to wait. And I don't know why people know I'm on a podcast and still call me. But anyway, I would just like to say that a shout-out to those people. Now, we're going to get to my topic. Oh, by the way, my guest tonight, of course, you know, my dear brother Rashad will be on. And then also we're going to have, because she was supposed to have been here a week and a half ago, we'll have Miss Crystal Allen on. She finally made it from Eyes Like Mine, something that's close and dear to my heart. Now, here we go with the topics real fast, all right? We're going to talk about Afghanistan. That was in the news. What I like to know is this country always brags about having the best military intelligence in the world. How is it that you leave a country with all your troops, basically, and then you leave American citizens over there? Did you see on the news where those people were trying to grab planes to get the heck up out of Afghanistan? I mean, really, they haven't learned the lesson from Iraq, and these people have actually, all right, they were hanging on the plane. Come on now, you could kill yourself. I mean, either the Taliban, which is where they were trying to escape, is going to kill you, or the plane will. So why would you jump onto a plane? I'd take my chances and try to find me a foxhole, all right? But like I said, what was this military thinking? Military intelligence with a question mark? Listen, family, because like I said, I can't be played, all right? They go back and they send, 3,000 troops, all right, to the bodyguard, the airport over there so the American citizens can be evacuated. And from what I understand, the Afghanistanians that were working with U.S. intelligence over there, they're telling them, well, hey, you got to find your way out the country. Wow. That's like somebody helping you with your program, all right? House is on fire. They slam a door and you lock the door from the outside in and tell you find your way out the burning house. That's crazy. That really is, you know? But, hey, you know, now let's see just how many of those troops that went back over there to secure the airport to make sure U.S. citizens get out of the country. Let's see how many get left behind. Because, look, 20 years in that country, they never won that war. It's like Vietnam all over again. So what were they doing over there for 20 years? They can't defeat them. I don't care what army in the world comes in that country, you'll never be able to beat them over there in their country, in their neck of the woods. Good luck. I mean, wow, you know. Greatest country in the world. Okay, I'm telling this. Yeah, right. Okay. Anyway, now, we're going to get back to Cuomo. Oh, the man had the weave. Good riddance to him. And I'm going to tell you why. Not just because of the allegations of sexual misconduct, but I just recently found out, and once again, his family, this gets back to you knowing where to get your information from. All right? Cuomo at one time in the past has sided with the Republicans. That's why I always say there's not a difference between a Democrat and a Republican. Not when it comes to the moolah, the money. Let me explain to you what I mean by that. There was a black legislator, and I forgot to mark the brother's name down. Okay? But what he wanted to do was he wanted to implement a free breakfast meal for young black kids. Cuomo sided with the Republicans and said, no can do. Really? Wow. You can't. I mean, first of all, from what I understand, even though this man left office, he has $18 million to run for re-election again. He probably will. Okay? And you can't implement and put into effect. You sided with these Republican devils. You want to go with them and don't want to feed kids that need meals in the morning? Wow. That's why I talk about my dear sister, Miss King over there. I'm going to have her on. Oh, she'll drop a bombshell on you. She's going to tell you what she's going to be about. All right? And my chips and my money's on her. All right? because she says what she means and she means what she says. She's a stand-up, very, very blessed young lady, all right, because she's going to do what she says, all right? She comes from a long line of champions, trust me, all right? So, Cuomo, see you, wouldn't want to be you, all right? Now, also, a shout-out to Jill. I was talking to Jill. I gave her the number today. We had a very civil conversation about the COVID, okay? And we were comparing those. So, Ms. Jill, I hope you're listening. I hope you enjoy the program. I dusted off a seat for you in the podcast audience, Ms. Jill, so I hope you're there. You said you would call in. I hope that's the case, okay? And don't forget to send me that information, all right? Now, I got to get the number three on here, all right? And like I said, my first guest is going to be, and she's very informative, family. Make sure you got them pens and pads ready, all right? All right. Of course, she has a wealth of information, okay? Now, also, I told you last week that the nutritionist and the scientist, physician Gary Null, he has a webinar up tomorrow. Now, if you're long-winded, if you don't have any patience, maybe you could just chime in and give it however much time you can. That's why I always advocate to my podcast audience, I say, listen, whatever you do, meditate. So you can learn how to be patient when it comes to different things that you can learn from. Because, you know, basically now we suffer from lack of patience, you know, as a people out there, all right? He has a webinar, Gary, all right, Null, N-U-L-L. Go to GaryNull.com. It starts tomorrow at 12 noon. Family, all right, we got our dear brother Rashad, but this man also speaks truth to power. He's a nutritionist. Listen to what he's talking about. He's very impactful in what he has to say. All right, and he's going to discuss everything: eye health, breast cancer, all that stuff. And also, since I was telling you guys about my green tea moment, all right. Also, green tea with this gentleman that I'm dealing with. All right, one of the people that sponsor him is from a breast cancer. Organization, and they get their green tea from him because, like I said, it's been shown to help eradicate and kill cancer cells. Green tea is very powerful. That's why you have to get the most potent form of organic green tea, and this man has it. And he said he'll compare his green tea with any green tea in the world. Hey, that's saying something right there to me. All right, I did my research. Don't find nothing that high. If it is, well, they need to put it on Google, you know. Anyhow, okay, so we got that. And, okay, now, also, let me see. I'm looking on my pad here. All right. Okay. Ping. Okay. Anyway, all right. So, also, I have a family member, unfortunately, that's incarcerated. He'll be coming home soon. Did you guys know that they're paying prisoners, all right, inmates, to take the COVID shot? They're paying them anywhere, from what I understand, between $50 to $100. Wow. I heard that the hospitals were offering people on the street money to take the COVID shot. Oh, well, you know what? You know, like I said, I had a nice little conversation with a lady named Jill today, okay? And basically, you know, when it comes to, you know, a COVID shot, everyone's entitled to do what they want to do. I don't speak against, I don't condemn anybody for what they want to do. It's their body, okay? But, you know, things are starting to come apart, okay, when it comes to that COVID shot, all right? In the beginning, they told you it would protect you for 9 months to a year. Now, some people have gotten it and got reinfected after 3-4 months, okay? And also, guys, mark this down, all right? I was listening to a clip that was talking about the guy Gary Null had on, Robert Kennedy Jr. He was talking about a meeting that Fauci, because he's the face of all this right now, he's just one still be staring this COVID operation for the government, where Fauci and Bill Gates met in a meeting, all right, to discuss this plandemic. Now, like I said, Everyone knows from me talking in my past podcast that when Obama was the president, his administration shut down what they call a gain-of-function research down at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, okay, because they were dealing with dangerous stuff. But then he went over to the Lujan province, okay, and guess who funded? He lied to Congress. He said he didn't. He was before a congressional committee, and he said that he had nothing to do with that. Found out later on he was the buffer. He sent $3.5 million over there. Why would you continue to experiment with something that you know is going to be dangerous to the public? Okay? And now look at the pickle we're in, family. Okay? And as I was talking to my dear Jill on the phone, Forbes magazine, the newest billionaires, the head of Pfizer, the head of Merck, and if anybody, I don't understand for the life of me, for the longest on those lawsuit commercials, Johnson & Johnson was accused of putting cancerous ingredients in their baby powder because it created cervical cancer in women. You trust this company with it's two shots? Then on two occasions, they had to stop with it because it was causing blood clots. Family, I'm telling you, a lot of people walk around saying, I'm good after 3 or 4 months. But there's a thing called adverse effects. One size does not fit all. Everybody's different. What might not affect you in 5 or 6 months, you still have to live. All right, and I'm not wishing anybody any bad. Like I said, this is your decision, okay? And then you also have regular doctors. I'm not talking about health nut doctors, holistic doctors. I'm talking about doctors that are speaking out. There was a guy that created that, remember that test that they used? His name was Terry Mullis. All right, he wanted to debate Fauci in South Carolina. Fauci did not want to debate him. I always said, if you want to come to a conclusion about something, then let two opposing parties be before you and then use the common sense that the Most High gave you, and then you make your own judgment call and do your homework. Fauci didn't want to debate him. And he told him not to use that test. A couple of weeks ago, guess what? CDC said that the test they were using, all right, they're not going to use it anymore. They're going to use a different test. So now, family, my question is, I wonder how many false positives there were. How many people really panicked and said, oh, I got to get the shot now. I'm positive. And that wasn't the case. Wow. There's a lot of things going on. You have doctors that are I'm not talking about holistic or alternative medicine doctors. I'm talking about regular but they're being drowned out. They're being silenced. Because like I said, you turn your TV on, every other commercial is about taking the shot. And how is it that, like I said, you take a shot, Google this. A young lady took the shot. She got infected again and passed away. You're not going to hear too much about that. And I really believe that they're masking them. Actually, how many people have actually died from taking this shot? Oh, yeah. All right? And then remember, if you get something, you won't go to the hospital. It won't be as bad. And I had a couple of people tell me, I won't even die. And then I kindly asked him, I said, brother or sister, have you had a talk with God to say you won't die? I just gave an example of what happened with a young lady got reinfected. She passed away. One size does not fit all, family. Don't get me wrong. Somebody might take the shot and, hey, you might live through it. All right? But it's labeled as an experimental emergency shot. Okay? There's nothing conclusive, which means that if it's experimental, don't know. Hello? But, hey, it's your body. Okay? Do what you got to do. All right? Now, in conclusion, once again, I just want to tell you guys my Facebook page, Forrest Nance. If you guys have anything you want to say to me, because I got about 4 texts from the last podcast. All right? My text number, if you want to text me and mention something, or if you want me to if there's a topic you want to have discussed on Grown Folks Talking, Express Yourself, let me give you the number again. And welcome to the new people that are tuning in, all right? If you're new, take down this number. And if you misplaced it and you've been on podcasts here listening to me and my guest, 973-375-4425. Feel free to text me. Once again, that number is 973-375-4425. 4425. Okay? So, hey, don't you know, I mean, most of my people, they listen in. Okay? And that's beautiful. I appreciate you being here, because I'm not going to have a podcast if I don't have some people that want to listen, my clientele, the people sitting in the audience. You know, it's just like having a movie theater. Nobody sit down and watch the movie theater going to close up. So I want to thank you for supporting me, my guests, and most of all, support. All right? Go to my Facebook page, Forrest, F-O-R-R, E as in Edward, S as in sister, T as in Tom, Nance, N as in nut, A as in apple, N as in nut, C as in Charlie, E as in Edward. Okay? Forrest Nance, go to my Facebook page, support, get that green tea in you. Okay? Now, listen, and young people, this is open to you too. All right? Because I'm going to tell you what's going to happen if you're a youngin' out there, a young blood, fresh. You're going to look back on this as you continue to live, just like I did when I was younger, my aunts, uncles, they were teaching. You look back on things, they were right about a lot of things. So you're not going to get bad advice on here. If I don't know something, I'm not going to talk to you about something. If I talk to you, I talk to you from a feel. I'm motivated to talk to you. I understand as I get older, because I'm 64 years of age, I know what my mission is. It's to motivate, help you to get motivated. I did my push-ups. I did my leg squats today. I exercised. I just got a text. What do you have today to eat? Okay, well, I'm going to discuss this with you because I don't put it on Facebook. This is a podcast. Grown folks talk and express yourself. I had two green juices. A lot of people, a few people come through here. I've put kale, spinach, and dandelion, all right, the leaves in a NutriBullet cup, distilled water. I put the top on, spinning it around, all right, liquefied it, drank it straight down. And a lot of people say, ew, how could, because it's not the taste that matters. It's what the food is doing for you. Green is chlorophyll. It alkalizes your blood. Okay, I just got finished, and I seasoned them so good. I got to give myself credit. I had some organic navy beans. I let them sit, and then I just slow cooked them. Don't fast cook beans. Slow cook them. Put my turmeric in there, my oregano, my parsley, my basil. I seasoned it with some unsalted herbal seasoning. Then I put a little bit, just a pinch of Himalayan pink salt in there and just a pinch of cayenne because that cayenne is really powerful. And, man, they tasted so good. Before I got there, I ate some of them. All right? I had a smoothie today. Tomorrow, probably juice. All right? Keep your system clean. Keep that gut right. But then again, I ain't going to say no more because we have our dear brother, Rashad, who will be coming on with his take on whatever he wants to talk about. And it will be very impactful. And the brother's been a naturopath going on 38 years. So he got to know, he put me on the protocol years ago. All right? And it worked. That's why I bring him on. Okay? So, in conclusion, we're about to take a break. And we're going to come back with our first guest. But like I said, a shout out to all the people out there. If I missed anybody, peace and blessings to you. And once again, I want to thank my podcast audience. All right? We're going to be back with Ms. Crystal Allen from Eyes Like Mine. Stay tuned. Be right back, family.
Far night, queen, you might have this dance with you. Well, I hope you're not tired or in a bad mood. See, I like this type of groove, and you're looking real smooth. Just want to take this opportunity to try to get to know you a little better. But that was clever, now or never. Maybe after the dance, you and I can get together. Maybe sit down and talk, take a little walk, grab a bite to eat, a little seafood, no pork. Now, I don't mean to be rude, my intentions is true. I just a positive brother with a righteous view. And I know I just met you, I ain't trying to sweat you, but I like to have your number, love, so I can get with you. Now if I'm speaking too fast, I'll slow down my pace. If I'm cramping your style, I'll give you some space. But if you have no objection to a man of my complexion, come in your direction with some real communication, then follow your heart.
Don't go,
so amazed. So blessed to be in your presence, I gotta give the Most High the praise. You see, I'm emotionally aroused, attracted to your style, caught up in your drama, sucker for your smile. Is this love at first sight? We're truly I adore. Dark and lovely, ebony princess, my boo, all that and more. See, morning, noon, and night, you whet my appetite. I crave for your flavor, it's your flavor that I like. Romantic, organic, body mechanics. Speaking about the way I feel, words can't explain it. It's not just the essence in your blessings in your physical form, but spiritually, mentally, queen, you got it going on. You see, I'm about ready to commit and submit to the fullest extent. But first, we must take our time, explore each other's mind, then follow that path that the Most High designed for love, true love, my cocoa butter.
And by the way, I just want to say also, before I bring on Ms. Crystal Allen, and Crystal, thank you so much for being patient. A shout-out to Ms. Deborah Alexander, all right, from the Trailblazers, the Visual Trailblazers, Visualization of Trailblazers. Anyway, she's going to be my guest in the future. She's going to get back to me. But Ms. Deborah Alexander, you guys, she's going to be a guest of mine, okay? I think it's Visual Trailblazers, but Crystal could probably, you know, give you the correct terminology for that. But without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, my first guest from Eyes Like Mine, the lovely, the talented, the very impactful and very educated Miss Crystal Allen.
Thank you, Terry.
Well, thank you.
All right. Hello, everyone, all of the listeners returning and new. As Horace mentioned earlier, my name is Crystal Allen, and I'm a North New Jersey resident. Some of you heard my story before when I came on here a couple months back, and I am legally blind. I'm also an advocate, and I do like to share a lot of information that could be related to the general community, as well as the disability, and especially the blind community. And the shout-out that Forrest mentioned earlier to Deborah Alexander, her organization is a nonprofit as well, and it's called the Visionary Trailblazers. And I was going to be sharing some information about them. So if you need to take any notes, you're more than welcome to. But I will also leave my email address if there's something that I said that you did not get to catch, because there's a lot of information out there that can be helpful to you or someone that you know. And I wanted to first start off by mentioning my organization, which is Eyes Like Mine Incorporated, and we are 7 years strong. I co-founded this organization in 2014 with a friend and my cousin. And it is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization, and our mission is to share awareness about the abilities and potential of individuals with vision loss through community service initiatives, comprehensive empowerment workshops, and innovative social change awareness events. And we've been doing a lot of different activities and programs during the pandemic from last year to present. And much of our programming is virtual. You don't have to be blind or visually impaired to be a part of anything that we're doing. We welcome volunteers. We are solely volunteer-based organization, and we are minority-led, people of color, men and women. So this coming Tuesday, we will be hosting our peer support group, which is weekly. For the month of August, we are each Tuesday. And then in September, we're going to transition to Mondays. But for right now, our Tuesday evening support groups start at 7 p.m. Eastern until 9 p.m. And it's on the Zoom platform. So it is an opportunity where you can dial in or you can log on. If you want further information about that, you are able to subscribe to my newsletter on my website, which is ilikemine.org, or you can email me at krystle@ilikemine.org. Now, this week's support group, we are going to be having a featured guest on who will be speaking about Google Grandparent services. I don't know if any of you are familiar with Google Grandparent, but for those of you who are not familiar with Google Grandparent, they have a few different resources or services, shall I say, that people who are seniors and people with disabilities can take advantage of. So if you know of Uber and Lyft and Uber Eats and DoorDash and Grubhub, Google Grandparent is all of that in one for people who are seniors and people with disabilities, especially if you might be a little technology challenged. They have a website, and it's just the name, googlegrandparent.com. And the good thing about them is they have an option where you can just dial in for a ride or dial in for food delivery. They have Google Grandparent Gourmet, and then they have the Google Grandparent Ride Sharing Service. And if you have ever tried to navigate the Uber or Lyft apps or the DoorDash or the Uber Eats app, they just find it to be just a nuisance because you're just not familiar with the platform. What you would do with Google Grandparent is you would call up to speak with an agent, you know, definitely ask them about any promotions they have, any specials they have, and they would create a profile for you. You would have to have your debit or credit or a Visa card applied to your profile, and they would be like your intermediate. Whenever you want a delivery, whenever you want to get picked up to go somewhere, you would call them, and then they would order your delivery based on whatever restaurants are in the local area and also any rides that you need to take to go to see loved ones or to go to a leisure event or to get to the doctor or what have you. You know, it's just another alternative to transportation and accessing restaurants. So a representative from Google Grandparent will be joining us on Tuesday night, and she'll be able to speak further about what they have going on presently. And it's an opportunity for individuals to connect and ask questions. We're also going to have a second speaker on named Ariel Cooper. She is a mom who happens to be blind. She's an entertainer. And her husband is also visually impaired. And they have a company called Cooper Innovations. And she'll be sharing her story, things related to her platform and business, and just connecting with any of the listeners who dial in. We have a third speaker, and her name is Siobhan Leahy. She actually worked at the Office for the Disabled in Jersey City, New Jersey, and she's totally blind. And she's going to be sharing information about her story, you know, things that are related to her platform with her place of employment and any resourceful information. We're going to have a time where individuals can open up and ask comments and place questions as we usually do. And then once that is done, we'd like to have a segment to talk about what's on your menu. What did you eat? Because there are many people who are foodies, And sometimes, you know, food could be a little comfort right now, especially as we all go through this pandemic. So that's what's going to take place on Tuesday night from 7 p.m. Eastern to 9 p.m. Eastern. And as I mentioned, the platform we are using is on Zoom. So if you would like to find out the meeting ID, the telephone number to dial in, Forrest does call in each week. So he does have that number. But as I mentioned, you are welcome to email me at crystal@eyeslikemine.org to get the rest of that information. And then on Wednesday, if you have never heard of the New Jersey Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired, when I'm not doing my Eyes Like Mine, Inc. work, I do work for the New Jersey Commission for the Blind as their community outreach specialist. And this agency is a statewide agency for all 21 counties in New Jersey, offering services from babies all the way to seniors and every age in between, and any degree of vision loss. So if you find that maybe you are having issues with your vision and maybe your daily routines are not accessible to you in the way that they once were, calling the New Jersey Commission for the Blind or going on their website to find out about their services is the first step to accessing and reclaiming your independence. Their website is cbvi.nj.gov, and you can call the telephone number, which is 973-648-2111. And there is also a toll-free line that you can leave messages for any individuals that you know that might be facing any vision challenges whatsoever. Because the agency is really doing great work to assist any New Jersey resident who is experiencing vision loss. And I mentioned them because we started a pilot where each month we have a session called the CBVI Community Connection Call. And it is a platform where we introduce panelists via teleconference based on the topic of the month to our listening audience. And this coming Wednesday, August 25th, we will be speaking about identity protection, fraud, and cyber fraud, and all types of different criminal actions that take advantage of your digital ID. And your digital ID is any type of activity you have online, whether it's through your email, whether it's through your text messaging. If any of you have a cell phone, that's just a little computer in your hand. You know, whether it's a flip cell phone or a smart cell phone, it's a computer in your hand, and it is more now than ever easier to be manipulated. Because so many of us are online because of this pandemic. You know, many people are working remotely. Many people are going to school online. And many people are purchasing items online because they don't want to go in a big, busy interaction of people, like in a Walmart or whatever. There are still people going out, yes, but there's still a lot of people who are trying to be extra safe and they're performing any activities online. So it's important that you do connect with what's going on in the cybercrime movement. I can tell you one thing. When I was in college, I had to do a paper on the experiences of people with disabilities in third world countries. And there was an underground movement called the Beggar Mafia. And so what the Beggar Mafia is, families who have who don't have access to many resources, if they have a child who has a disability, or if maybe their child was born, their firstborn was a girl, they would permanently disable them and sell them to the Beggar Mafia. And then the Beggar Mafia would have them be out on the streets to beg for money. And this is like a billion-dollar industry. It's an underground movement. And this is one way that some people are kind of like taking advantage of people's kindness, invoking pity to get money. And so those are some of the topics that might be spoken about on this coming Wednesday. We have a speaker from AARP, from the AARP Speakers Bureau. We have a gentleman who did a presentation with the National Federation of the Blind who is well-versed in cybercrime. We have a young lady who is blind, and she actually lives in Jersey City. She's from Central America, out of Honduras. And she experienced bank fraud during this pandemic. And she's going to be speaking about solutions and how she was able to bounce back from that experience. We also have someone from the Attorney General's office who will be speaking about insurance fraud and what it's been doing to people across New Jersey, especially people who have disabilities. So it's definitely a call that you may want to connect with. The start time is from 10:30 a.m. until 12 noon, and it's a teleconference line. So all you have to do is make yourself available and dial in, and that telephone number is 1-888-808-6929. And the access code is 648-6149. So I hope that you all would like to come on to those two sessions. One is for Eyes Like Mine, and one is for the New Jersey Commission for the Blind. And then on August 28th, I will be partnering with the Bossy Pop-Up Shop. And if you all may be paying attention to some outdoor events, there's been a lot of pop-up shops lately. They're really, really trending nowadays. And so the pop-up shops are a way to drive more business to any of your small businesses. And if you all did not know, August is Black Business Month. So you definitely want to support your Black businesses. And this is one way that you can. There'll be about 26 vendors, and it'll start from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. And there'll be some resource tables as well as some opportunities to purchase merchandise. There will be some people on hand who will assist anyone who's visually impaired or blind who attends. And you don't have to stay the whole time, but there'll be a photo booth, a 360 photo booth. That's another trend right now with a special event. So it's like you get on a round pedestal, and the camera starts reversing in a 360-degree angle, taking different shots of you. So it's just another way to incorporate some fun. But you want to come and support those Black businesses. The location of this event is at 55 Ludlow Street in Newark. And, again, the time is from 3 to 7. And the name of the venue is the Trek Center. It's a pretty new recreation center in Newark where a lot of community events take place. And it's free, but it's free to attend. But if you want any of the products that will be on display, then, of course, you'll have to decide what you want to purchase. And there'll be a live DJ there. It's an indoor event, and there's going to be social distancing and masks required. Then I did want to also share, for those of you who are vaccinated and you are out and about, and, you know, maybe sometimes some places may require you to fill out a COVID assessment form or to show proof that you are vaccinated. If you have a smartphone, there is an app called Docit, and I believe it's D-O-C-I-T, where if you are going somewhere and they ask you if you're vaccinated or if they want proof in order for you to, enter the venue, you can just open up the Docit app, and it shows your vaccination status. It's a free app to download in either your Google Play Store or the App Store on the iPhone. And then another piece of information I wanted to share was any people who are experiencing issues with diabetes. There's a lot of increase in diabetics during this pandemic, because what? A lot of people have been sitting home just eating, you know, being comfortable. When you're sitting at your computer, you start to eat. And then you don't even think about how much you ate, because it's like you're nibbling here, you're nibbling there, and then before you know it, that's all she wrote. And then it can become habitual, those practices, and those practices may turn into certain health conditions, which might involve being pre-diabetic or actually becoming diabetic type 2. And if you're finding yourself that you need to manage your diabetes and you don't have access to resources and information, the website for the Commission for the Blind, cbvi.nj.gov, they actually have an accessible presentation about diabetes on the site for you to connect with. But one more resource is the Diabetes Foundation of New Jersey. And the Diabetes Foundation of New Jersey, they are based in Bergen County, but they service all county residents in New Jersey. So if you're in Essex County, if you're in Cumberland County, wherever you are in New Jersey, they have free services that offer transportation assistance. They offer supply assistance, access to food to manage your diabetes, and they also have virtual support groups right now. And I can give you their telephone number in case any of you may be interested. Their transportation assistance program is not like a paratransit service. It's like they give you a voucher for a Lyft ride or an Uber ride. So let me get that number. Sorry, guys. I'm almost done.
Yeah, take your time. There's no rush.
All right. So the telephone number of Diabetes Foundation of New Jersey is 201-444-0337. And if you are diabetic, just remember not only just monitoring your sugar levels, but to check your feet. Because, you know, your feet sometimes is the first thing that goes when it comes to being diabetic. So you want to check your feet by just, you know, running your fingers across the bottom of your feet, making sure that you can feel things, you know, just the same way as you normally would. And making sure that you do some movement, some walking around. You can get a jump rope and jump in your backyard. You know, any kind of movement is good when it comes to being diabetic and managing your sugar levels. And then your stress. If your daughter don't stress you out, if your baby father don't stress you out, and you're diabetic, you have to make sure that you're paying attention to your stress levels, because stress is also associated with elevating your sugar levels. So when you think that you done did everything right that day, you checked your sugar, you ate right, but then somebody came home and pissed you off and that raised your stress level. You want to make sure that you try your best to manage any type of aggravation or irritation, because irritation and stress can increase your sugar levels. And then if you have an endocrinologist, make sure that you have an endocrinologist as well as a certified diabetes educator, because both of them can help with managing diabetes. And then one last final resource that I wanted to share was about an organization called Cancer Care. Cancer Care is a really great organization for experiencing any kind of cancer for men and women and children. Cancer Care, they provide financial assistance. They provide an arsenal of resources to help you with any type of rental assistance, mortgage relief, medical supplies, transportation to appointments, support groups. If you are experiencing hair loss, free wig program, and so many other things. And the website is cancercare.org, and I can give you that telephone number. right. So that telephone number is 1-800-813-4673. And they are a really, really good organization. And they also have a food program through Magnolia Meals, which distributes about 20 free meals monthly to the patient who's experiencing cancer, whether they're going through chemo or they're post-chemo or they're at the beginning stages. And there's another organization called the Sisters Network. The Sisters Network is an African-American organization that gives a financial grant to African-Americans who are experiencing cancer. And they would assist anywhere between $350 in a grant for household bills and $150 for groceries. So you definitely want to connect with Sisters Network as well if you know someone who's experiencing any type of cancer. And finally, the Visionary Trailblazers is having their monthly walkabout. And it's on August 28th, which is the same day as the pop-up shop. And the time is 10:30 a.m. until 11:30 or 12 noon at Livingston Mall. And it's an opportunity to socially engage, to get moving and exercising. And the president there, as mentioned earlier, her name is Deborah Alexander. And you definitely want to connect if you can. If you're excited and maybe you just want to understand the visually impaired community more, you're welcome to come to that walkabout. And if you're visually impaired and maybe you, this might be your first time actually getting out on your own and doing something with a group of visually impaired and blind people, come on out, because you never know, you can build a bond that will last a lifetime, as well as getting some more information and resources. So that's about all that I have to share, and I just want to say thank you for giving me this opportunity, and I hope that you all received my information and it was useful or helpful to you. One last thing. The city of Newark is doing a citywide scavenger hunt. So this weekend and next weekend, they're doing a scavenger hunt that you can download an app called City Hunt. And this is a part of their Back Together Again initiative. They have a website specifically for this initiative called backtogetheragain.com. And on there, you can find out about different activities going on around the city for you to attend virtually or in person. And this scavenger hunt is a way to, you know, show what you know about your city or to get to know more about the city of Newark, as well as to win possible prizes and cash with your team. So definitely go on that website, check it out, and see what you can take advantage of. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and until next time.
Oh, well, wait a minute now, Ms. Crystal. Before you leave there, I just want to say, hold the applause there, podcast crowd audience. I just want to say right quick to Ms. Crystal Allen, thank you. You're, like I've always said, and I was introduced to her through my man, Kevin Porter, who's part of the Gardening family, which he'll be on at a future podcast to talk to you guys about gardening in the winter and with the season changing. But the way we're experiencing global warming, those fires on the West Coast, I think we're going to have summer all the way to December. But anyhow, Ms. Crystal Allen, I just want to say thank you. And family, listen. For those of you who can see well, I've known this young lady now for, I would say, about a good four to five months. Every time I call her, she calls me. She's always going somewhere. In fact, last Saturday, she was down there at Long Branch, New Jersey Beach. All right? That's why I said she does not let any grass grow up underneath her feet, okay? She gets around more than people who have 20/20, all right? That's why I always say you never let any type of disability or any type of problem that you're having impact you to the effect where as though you want to live like a recluse, all right, or a hermit, all right? You have to get out, enjoy yourself, do things. And did you hear what she said about the exercise thing going through the mall? Oh, a little, I know the ladies going to love that, going through the mall. I know you ladies like the window shop. But I'd just like to say once again, thank you, Ms. Crystal Allen, for the work you do, all right, because she impacts a lot of people. I'm on a support group family, all right, and I hear a lot of testimonials from the people that are part of her Eyes Like Mine organization. When she does, she's very impactful, and she helps people because some people do get a little depressed behind whatever the situation may be. You catch cancer, can you imagine how people feel like when they catch cancer? Are they going to live? Are they going to be there to see their family again? You know, you never know. A grandchild might be graduating. Better yet, it don't have to be that old. A lot of younger people, all right, and Brother Rashad might want to say something about this. A lot of young people are getting cancer. Teenagers, you know, because, like I said, there's a good side to technology, which Ms. Crystal Allen, all right, is privy to, all right, because when people are deficient in something, technology has a bright side, but then it has a dark side. These kids are always in the phones. You can't. I know, boy, you would have a fight on your hands if you try to snatch their cell phone out their hand. These games they play, the craziness, man. There's a dark side and a good side to everything, okay? So, once again, before we take a little break and we're coming back with our dear Master Herbalist, I want everybody to listen to this, brother, because he's been doing it for 38 years now. He's been saying 37 for the last 2 years. I've been keeping count for him, all right? 38 years strong. He's helped a lot of people with protocols, okay? But before I bring him on, I'd just like to say thank you to Ms. Crystal Allen. Thank you. Thank you so many times, Crystal. And she'll be back because she comes on twice a month, family, with that very impactful information. And did you hear what she said? Not just for people who are visually impaired or who are sighted, okay? Well, should I say, don't have the sight, all right? Because you sighted people, I mean, some of y'all, I mean, whoa, you know, you think you have a gift, you know, and you just, you act crazy out here. You know, I'm talking about the dysfunctional people now, all right? Because like I said, I'm no better than anybody else. But come on, we got to do better out here in our communities, y'all, okay? So, once again, thank you, Crystal. We're going to take a break, family. Be right back with our dear brother, Rashad El Amin. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Crystal.
You're welcome.
Controlled by the beast. Afrocentricity we got to teach. Respect for all people has got to increase. Let's dismiss all these myths and walk in peace. First you must wake up, wiser, rise up. Open your eyes to get fired up. You've been sleeping too long, your life is passing you by. You need to open your eyes, man, to realize that life is but a dream, or so it seems. But nothing comes to a dreamer but a dream. So open up your mind, let your mind be free. Take it to the next level, the highest degree. Yes, open up your mind, let your mind be free. Let your brain be your life for the world to see. But love it. But this is my prayer for you because I care for you. I just want you to understand all you've been through, because I've been there too. I know sometimes things get real thick, man. You want to throw up your hands and call it quits. I mean, you're frustrated, aggravated, so uptight, cause people in the world just won't treat you right. It's like nobody cares, nobody understands. You wanna live your own life, be your own man, free, put your mind at ease. Get up to these prophecies and maintain, do the right thing. By all means, show your self-esteem. Push forward and strive for the dream. Put mind over matter, not matter over mind. Wake up while you still have time. And acknowledge the knowledge and let knowledge be born. Cause if you want to get ahead, you got to be strong. For love. Praises to the Most High, the Most High, the Blessed High. Keep our visions clear as we're looking through this third eye. First, we must learn about self to know ourselves, so we can help ourselves to be ourselves. Then we can live with someone else. Now, if each one teach one and each one reach one, that's when the peace comes. That's when the be as one. So let's use these sources in our resources. Open up our hearts, eyes, minds, and voices, and educate and re-educate. Brothers and sisters who are still not awake. You see, jealousy and envy and greed will keep us on our knees. But knowledge, wisdom, understanding will give us the upper hand. So let love be love and let's spread this love. Then live, love, enjoy your life. Hold it down, son. Have a little fun. I mean, live, love, enjoy your life. Cause tomorrow ain't promised to no one but love it.
We're back. Before I bring on dear brother Rashad, I would be remiss, and I don't want people to get mad at me. I got to give shout-outs to my people right quick. Blueberry Cafe, the vegan spot here in New Jersey, Central Avenue. Google it, my man Genesis. I'm telling you, go over there, get something to eat. You'll be back. They make organic pastries. I'm telling you, good to go. All right? The brother is excellent cook. Rashad will tell you, he's been there before. All right, Blueberry Cafe, Central Avenue, Newark, New Jersey. Also, my man Patrick W. Payne, photographer. Go on Facebook, Patrick W. Payne. I'm telling you, the brother, when I used to give shows, he used to take pictures all the time. Excellent photographer. Douglas Says, you need something tailor-made? See Douglas Says. Douglas, like Frederick Douglass, but don't put Frederick in front of Douglas. Douglas Says. All right, he's on Facebook, too, S-A-Y-S, Douglas Says. And last but not least, oh, but wait a minute, the music that you hear, Rev, R-E-V, and Gino, G-E-N-O, go on their Facebook page, Rev and Gino, all right? If you need custom-made, I don't care what part of the country you're in, they'll mail it to you, custom-made music that you like, all right? Every song that you grew up on or every song that you like to hear, he'll custom make a DVD for you. Call the brother and tell him I sent you. Forrest Nance, grown folks talk and express yourself. And last but not least, you always say the best for last because she makes the sweet potato pies, which means she's sweet. All right? And the pound cakes. All right? Miss Deborah Gaskins on Facebook. Y'all need a nice sweet potato pie made for a certain occasion, or if you need a pound cake, she is expertise. She's the Sylvia of over here in Jersey, okay? Ms. Deborah Gaskins, check her out. And my classmate, all right, went to high school with her. Lovely lady. Anyway, without further ado, we're going to bring on our dear master herbalist, naturopath for 38 years, and the brother know what he's talking about. I dare anybody to refute what he's saying because he knows his craft. He gave me a protocol 20 years ago. Worked for me. All right? Rashad El Amin.
Good evening. Yes, good evening, Brother Forrest.
Good evening, my brother. How are you?
Great, brother. How are you?
I'm doing great. Can't complain. Brother, it's good to hear your voice.
Okay, good to hear yours, too. And good evening
Thank
to
you.
The listening audience. And I just want to thank you, brother, for reminding me. I was so busy today running. I got in the house and got that message. I said, oh, my God, I could do this podcast tonight. So I appreciate the call and everything. And, brother, man, you know, I'm so hungry right now. I haven't eaten yet. But, man, you mentioned Blueberry Cafe. My God. Let me tell you something. Anybody listening in the audience, that's some of the best food you will ever eat. It is so good. It is so good. And the zucchini bar that's right next to it that they own also, like Ford says, some of the pastry, oh, my God. I mean, if you want excellent pastry, vegan. This is all vegan, no dairy, no nothing. Excellent. And I don't know, Forrest, if you've ever had their, what's called their vegan mango cheesecake. Brother, if you haven't had that, get you a slice. I mean, it is awesome. It
mm-hmm.
is awesome. I'm telling you. They know their craft, and they make this stuff so well, believe me. Whoever it is, that's the baker, it does an excellent job. I just want to let people know, check out Blueberry Cafe and the Zucchini Bar. They're right next door to each other. Okay? So anyway, Forrest, I was listening to Crystal, you know, which I really appreciate her information that she shares. And she was talking about how so many people are diabetics, and you mentioned that also, and a lot of young people who are developing cancer. And, you know, it's sad that young people are developing grown-up diseases. And in the past, as you know as well as I do, Brother Forrest, we didn't know people who had these diseases at such a young age. You know, it was rare. I mean, there were some, but not like you see today. Today's a whole different story, and a lot of people on dialysis and things of that nature. So, you know, we have to make major changes in our dietary habits, in our lifestyles. That's very important. Otherwise, we will come down with these diseases, and they can haunt us for life if we don't make them major changes that's necessary. And Crystal was saying, giving out information about where you can get help for diabetes. But let me say this. Diabetes is one of the easiest diseases to reverse. A lot of doctors tell you, oh, no, you can't reverse it. You have to live with this for the rest of your life. That's not true, because I myself have helped many who were shooting insulin into their arm. And these are people who were up in age, 70s, 80s, and, you know, those ages, and they were able to reverse it completely, completely off the insulin and all. They just took the steps. One day we'll talk more about it. As a matter of fact, I did, on one of your podcasts, I did share that information. And so people just got to watch what they eat. And like Crystal was saying, a lot of people just sit around now. They're not exercising. They're too busy on computers, television, and the young people are too busy playing games on these phones and these iPads. They're not getting the exercise they need, and they're all going to develop diabetes sooner or later if they don't get out and start running around like we used to do when we were young, because we didn't have these little toys. We had to go out, play, and that kept us healthy. So, yeah, we'll get to that. But tonight, I want to go back to high blood pressure, because the past couple of weeks, a lot of people have been coming to me talking about their high blood pressure. And I said, oh, my God, you know, and I tried to explain to him what to do to make the major changes so that they can reverse this and get it back to normal, which is not hard to do if you just take the steps, if you just go along with, you know, the dietary habits, the supplements, everything you need to bring this blood pressure down to normal. But let's talk about the blood pressure, because many of our people suffer with that. Diabetes and blood pressure is big in our community. It's big. It seems like every other person you talk to are diabetic. It's amazing. Every other person you talk to is a diabetic almost, you know, and there's so many with high blood pressure. So many with high blood pressure. But, you know, high blood pressure, which is hypertension, you know, is generally just defined as a blood pressure that's greater than 140 over 90. Now, I know a lot of you have had your blood pressure taken, and some of you have higher numbers than that, some with 190 over 110 and things of that nature. So that's very high. So the first number, which is a systolic number, is the force that blood exerts on the artery walls when the heart is pumping. That's the high number, okay? The second number, which is diastolic, that's the residual force that remains when the heart relaxes between beats. So any blood pressure reading below high, say borderline of 138 to 88, is safer, but you should still try getting it down close to what's considered normal, which most of us should know is 120 over 80. That would be normal. That's what's considered normal, okay? So you want to, you know, try to get your blood pressure down to that. I'm going to speak about some of the dietary foods that you should be eating and also supplements. But in America alone, we have about 50 million people who suffer with hypertension, okay? And that's the one they call the silent killer, the silent killer. Now, while this condition itself causes no symptoms, you hear that? No symptoms, but it sets the stage for a heart attack or stroke. How many people in our community are suffering from stroke? Too many, and too many from heart attack. And, you know, sad, I have a friend of mine, he told me his brother, he's 73, he happened to take the COVID-19 shot, and next day, he had a heart attack, and he went into a coma. So he finally came out of it, but he never had this problem before. So I'm just saying, the COVID-19, you have to be very careful with that shot. Always, listen, everybody, listen. If you desire to take that COVID-19 shot, you ask the person who's giving you the shot for the insert that comes with the shot. The insert is a piece of paper that tells you all the side effects that you may develop from taking the COVID-19 shot. Now, if they don't give you that, and you take shot, you can sue them. You can actually sue these people. So you're supposed to be able to read the insert first so you can decide whether you want to take that shot or not. I had one friend went there. He told me he asked for the insert. They told him you can get the insert, read the insert after you take the shot. And he went and took the shot. I said, no. I said, they went about it the wrong way. You're supposed to read that insert first. So anybody listening, if you desire to get that COVID-19 shot, I'm not telling nobody not to take it or to take it. That's your choice. But if you are going to take it, check the insert read what the side effects are, and you decide whether you want that shot or not. Okay? So keep that in mind. All right, back to the blood pressure. As I said, there's about 50 million Americans that have high blood pressure in this country. And like I said, you know, there's no symptoms. And like I said, it sets the stage for heart attack or stroke. But, you know, in the past decades, doctors and other health professionals have made a big push to detect high blood pressure and treat it more aggressively, as we all know, and the rate of heart attack has indeed gone down. But the problem, in my opinion, is that doctors are too quick to treat this condition with synthetic drugs. And that's all they are, is synthetic drugs. They're just putting a Band-Aid on the problem, okay? And about half of the people that's diagnosed with high blood pressure have borderline to mildly high blood pressure, okay? Plenty of solid evidence, brothers and sisters, that for them, diet and lifestyle changes, including regular exercise, stress management, and self-monitoring with a home blood pressure device works just as well as drugs with no side effects, okay? And we know that diet and lifestyle modifications all tend to provide, you know, a sense of control that in itself may be beneficial, okay? So, but this industry, this pharmaceutical industry, okay, is making about $3 billion a year off this anti-hypertensive medication. They make about $3 billion a year off this drug. Or the hypertension drugs. That's big money for them. You see? So keep that in mind. Now, like I said, you have to, you don't want to be on medication all your life. You don't want to be on medication all your life. A lot of people call me, what can I do? I got to get off this medication. I got too many side effects, this and that. So I have to give them a protocol and help them to try to bring the pressure down so they can get off the drugs slowly but surely, okay? So anyway, and we know that, and I'm just going to go back to blood pressure circulates through your body, and it presses against the walls of the arteries, okay? So the force of this action is called blood pressure. So when the pressure is too high, the artery walls become distorted, and they may narrow or thicken. And that's an extra burden of stress that's placed on the heart, okay? So that the artery walls are so thick that you just have a narrow opening. That's why you have high blood pressure. So you need to be doing some Roto-Rooter in your arteries to clear all that plaque out of your arteries. This is very important, okay? So you can do Roto-Rooter on yourself. So let's work on that. Okay, so like I said, now we know that this disorder can lead to stroke, heart disease, diabetes, eye damage, like Crystal was talking about. She talks about eyes, and this can lead to eye damage and kidney problems. That's why we have so many people on dialysis. And also with being diabetic, you can get these same conditions, just being a diabetic. So we have to be very careful with our diet, what we put in our systems, and lifestyle. That's so important, brothers and sisters. That's so important, okay? And some of the symptoms of high blood pressure, you know, you may have like unexplained headaches. You may have nosebleeds, okay? Dizziness and sometimes sweating. You ever see some brothers out there, they just sweating, sweating. I'm saying, well, why are they sweating? And it's not even hot. Okay? High blood pressure. High blood pressure. That's what you're seeing in that person. And you know, I look at them and say, listen, brother, do you have high blood pressure? Because I can see you sweating profusely, and it's not even hot out here. So that's something to really think about if you feel any of those symptoms, okay? So some of the root causes, as we know, is a diet that's high in fat, sugar, and table salt, regular table salt, okay? Alcohol, a lot of people drink alcohol or they're alcoholics, and this is going to cause that. Or caffeine, a lot of us are caffeine fiends. And this also, you know, these stimulants like that will cause high blood pressure. Smoking will do it too. No, there's no reason to smoke. Your body doesn't call, let me say something. Your body never asked you for cigarette smoke. You watch somebody else smoke, or you watch back in the day when they had the commercials for cigarettes, and it appealed to you and you wanted to try it out. And the first time you smoked a cigarette, guess what? You started coughing. Some of you threw up. Why? Because the body is telling you this does not belong in your body. Same with alcohol. Your first shot of alcohol, you take a drink. Never had one before. All of a sudden you throw up. And why? Because your body's telling you this does not belong in your body. Heroin. There's people, a lot of heroin addicts out there. The first time you had heroin, guess what? You threw up. Because your body's saying this does not belong in here. So why bother with that? And making these tobacco companies rich? Rich? These liquor stores rich? I see, and this is not being biased or anything, but these Indians own all these liquor stores all over the country. And they're getting rich off our ignorance, off our ignorance. We're making them rich and making ourselves sick. You understand what I'm saying? Yes. So you think about that. We don't need that in our bodies. It doesn't belong there. Other root causes, obesity. Oh, my God, so much obesity in this country is unbelievable. Unbelievable. People way overweight. Some people are like giants. I'm serious. It's crazy. Inactivity. Some of us are so inactive, we don't want to do no exercise. We don't want to go for a walk. A lot of us go to the store that's two blocks away. We got to drive there when you can walk there and get some exercise. Inactivity. And you got some lazy people. All day, all they do is sit at home. Couch potatoes. Ask the wife, bring me this food. Bring me a pizza. Bring me this. Sit in front of the TV all day doing nothing. And so they wind up with high blood pressure, heart attack, stroke, or whatever. Okay? Pregnancy or birth control pills. Sisters, please do not take those birth control pills. Those are like little atom bombs going into your body. Very destructive. You don't need to be taking these things. There's ways that you can find out when you're at the point where you can get pregnant. I forget the system they have. This slipped my mind. But there's natural ways. But we want to let these people tell us, take this, boom, boom, boom. You're destroying your body. You're destroying your body, I'm telling you. Heavy metal poisoning. And a lot of that comes from tap water. And they showed that African-American males who drink tap water can develop a heart attack and bring their blood pressure up because of the heavy metals in the tap water. And not only that, if you still have so-called silver fillings, which is really mercury fillings, that's very toxic. And that's a heavy metal also that can create this problem. You would need to have those removed and put some composites in there, which is, doesn't have no mercury, there's no silver or any of that. So keep that in mind, brothers and sisters. That's very important. Now, let me tell you some foods. I'm just talking about foods right now, not supplements. There's foods that you can consume that are excellent for bringing blood pressure down. One of them is celery. Yes, celery, that's always been recommended in traditional Chinese medicine for lowering high blood pressure, okay? And so this is something you can juice. You can juice celery and have celery juice. It's excellent for a lot of conditions, but it's very beneficial for bringing your blood pressure down. Now, you may not like the taste of celery juice by itself. You can always throw a beet in there and an apple and drink that down. It's very helpful. But the juice by itself is very potent. And we know about garlic. And this is a wonder herb, okay? And helps normalize blood pressure. And also reduces cholesterol levels, okay? So that's something else you can consume. You may want to have a clove of garlic a day for maybe 12 weeks, and you'll start seeing your blood pressure coming down, okay? Now, remember this. A lot of people, they may start taking some of these things and only do it for a week and don't see no results. No, you have to give it time. You have to give it time, okay? Everything doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. It took time for your blood pressure to get high and takes time to bring it back down. You have to work. You have to doctor on yourself, okay? So that's very important. Garlic really works well. It's a very potent food, believe it or not. And I know a lot of you don't like to eat garlic because it's hard on the breath. But you may want to saute it or something and add it some food. That would be helpful, too. A hawthorn berry extract, that's H-A-W-T-H-O-R-N. Now, this will help widen or dilate your blood vessels, okay, especially the coronary arteries. So this is very helpful. Beautiful for circulation, hawthorn berry extract, which you can find at any health food store. If you go there, try to get the non-alcoholic one. That's your best bet if you can get that hawthorn berry. But you want to get what they call a standardized extract, and you want to take 250 milligrams daily, three times a day, okay? So keep that in mind. That's very beneficial. They have something called kudzu. K-U, D as in David, Z as in zebra, and U. Now, they show Chinese studies that suggest that this weekly is a vine helps normalize blood pressure. Okay? You can find this in the supermarkets. Kudzu is used to thicken foods and stuff of that nature, all right? But it shows significant studies how beneficial that kudzu is because it contains a chemical that has, which is called purarin, that has decreased blood pressure by 15%. And it showed it in laboratory animals, okay? And so, but it works well also with humans. So keep that in mind. And that's something that you can use. Onions, very important. And of course, you know, Gary Noel always talks about onion a day keeps the stroke away. This is a fact. If you eat an onion a day, you're doing yourself a big service to help prevent stroke. But, you know, in a few studies, they show that two or three tablespoons of onion, and you can buy the essential oil a day, lowered blood pressure in 67% of people with moderate hypertension, okay? So their systolic levels fell by 25 points. So think about that. So incorporate some onions. You can eat them raw. You can saute them lightly. Or you can get the oil, okay? And this has a good effect on bringing your blood pressure down. Tomato, believe it or not, you know, I eat tomatoes every day in my salad. Matter of fact, I just grew some in my yard, heirloom tomatoes. I'm going to tell you, they were so delicious. I haven't had a tomato taste that good in a while because I can go to these supermarkets and get organic tomatoes, or sometimes if I can't get organic, I might get the regular one. But let me tell you, they're like cardboard. They don't even have the taste. They're terrible. These tomatoes from these supermarkets, Whole Foods and all of them, they're terrible. But when you eat an heirloom tomato, oh, my God. You can smell that tomato. You can tell that it's so tasty. It's so good. Last night I had me a nice big salad, and I took a couple of tomatoes from my tomato plant in my yard, and I'm telling you, it was one of the best salads I had in so long, and I was waiting for these tomatoes to ripen, and I had them ripen right on the vine, and that's when I pluck them off, and it is so good. But anyway, you know, you should incorporate tomato sauce or tomatoes into your diet, okay? And they contain like six other compounds in it, aside from what they call gamma-aminobutyric acid. It's called GABA, a compound in tomatoes that can help bring down blood pressure. So tomatoes are wonderful. Now, some people I know can't eat tomatoes. They have an allergy to it, and that's understandable. But some of these other foods you may incorporate that I mentioned. Okay, broccoli. Now, broccoli alone has at least six chemicals that reduce the blood pressure. How many of you eat broccoli? Now, you can steam broccoli lightly and have it with your meal. Very good. Some people might eat it raw in their salad, but for some people it's gaseous. So just steam it lightly. Have it with your meal. It's a very excellent food for helping to bring blood pressure down. Okay? You ever hear saffron? Saffron is S-A-F as in Frank, F-R-O-N. Now, this is an herb that contains a blood pressure lowering chemical called quercetin. Okay? And so this helps bring down the incidence of heart disease in people, okay? Now, the people that eat the most saffron have the less heart attack. And saffron is expensive, but you can use it in your cooking, or you can even make a tea with it. Saffron is like a rare spice. It's produced by the stigma of what they call saffron flowers. And these flowers are very old, okay? But they are very good for lowering blood pressure. So keep that in mind, brothers and sisters. You have to start incorporating some of these things into your diet. There's another herb called valerian. V as in Victor. A-L-E-R-I-A-N, okay? And this also is what they call gamma-aminobutyric acid that helps control blood pressure. okay? And it contains a chemical called valerenic acid that inhibits an enzyme that breaks down GABA. So ingesting something containing any valerenic acid would, in effect, ensure high levels of GABA and lower blood pressure, okay? And valerian is also a tranquilizer sedative, which also helps reduce blood pressure. Okay, now listen, you can get valerian any health food store. You can get the extract, you can get capsules or whatever. But look into it. But don't get the tea. I mean, you can get the tea, but if you want to smell up your house, and believe me, it really smells if you make the tea. So I suggest get the extract and put it in a little water and ingest it like that, because that has a strong odor, valerian. But in the extract, you're okay. Don't worry. It's not going to be on your breath or anything. So keep that in mind, okay? And, you know, and there's certain assorted spices out there that you can use, like, you know, help blood pressure, like oregano, which is good, black pepper, basil, and there's another one called tarragon, T-A-R-R-A-G-O-N, which is also excellent for that. Now, a couple more things. Keep this in mind. Calcium and magnesium. Now, these minerals have been shown in a lot of studies to lower blood pressure, okay? So you want a combination of 500 milligrams of calcium and 250 milligrams of magnesium twice a day. That's going to help you lower your blood pressure, because magnesium is needed by the heart. If your heart does not have magnesium, it's going to fail on you sooner or later, brothers and sisters. Keep that in mind. Another thing that you should take to help lower your blood pressure and strengthen your heart also is CoQ10. It's called coenzyme Q10, but we just say co, C-O, a Q, and number 10. And it brings down the blood pressures. You want to take 100 milligrams 2 to 3 times daily. Now, these things you can actually take while using your blood pressure medication. You'll see as your blood pressure goes down, you'll be using less of your medication. I don't ever tell nobody just stop taking your medication. No. You take these things and you check your blood pressure, and as you see it's going down pretty good, then you just lower the amount of the drug, and before you know it, you will be off the hypertensive drugs. Keep that in mind, brothers and sisters, okay? Because I had one guy, he worked at the hospital, and he was on 10 hypertensive drugs, and he wanted to get off. I gave him this whole protocol of these supplements and all, and I told him, don't stop using your blood pressure medication. Take this and just check your blood pressure and ease yourself off. Calls me about 30 days later, and he said he went to the doctor, and he said his blood pressure was normal. And so the doctor said, oh, so the medication is working for you, huh? He just told me yes. He didn't tell him what he was doing. But come to find out, he told me when he got all these supplements, he just stopped taking everything at one time and just started using this protocol, and the stuff went back to normal. I told him, well, brother, you're very lucky because, you know, for some people, they can't do that. They can't just stop taking medication and just go natural. You have to wean your way in and wean your way out. But he was successful, but I caution people, don't go about it that way. Everybody can't handle that, okay? And the brother was from Jamaica, so he probably knew about certain herbs also. So, and they have a certain type of diet also. So, and okay, what time is this, matter of fact? 8:49. Okay, Forrest, just two more things.
Yes, sir.
Quick.
Yeah, go ahead, brother. You got another 5 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Potassium is also necessary. Now, if you're a diabetic, don't take the potassium. Okay. Excuse me. If you're on dialysis, don't take potassium. Okay. But potassium is also a mineral, and they show many studies how it can lower your blood. So this could be, you can take up to 2,000 milligrams under the supervision of a doctor. Okay? So keep that in mind. But don't go too high. You can a lesser amount. Kidney disease, don't use it like that. Okay? Vitamin C also has a mild blood-lowering effect. It helps the body detoxify with metals such as lead, which contributes to high blood pressure. So you may want to take at least 2,000, maybe 3,000 milligrams daily. So you want what they call a buffered form of vitamin C. That's B-U-F-F-E-R-E-D, a buffered form. You can get that in a powder form, which works pretty good. And there's a bunch of other things that you can do, but I'm not going to go any further. I think you have, one other thing. One of the best things also is beet. That comes from beets. If you juice that, also thins your blood. Very good. And one food also excellent, two more foods, excuse me, that's excellent for reducing pressure is oat bran. And it's high fiber, and it helps reduce your blood pressure. And apples are excellent for helping reduce your blood pressure. Eat two apples a day. It's high in fiber. You're going to see some great results. Okay? So I think, Forrest, I said enough for this evening. If anybody has any questions, I'd be glad to take it, because when I'm finished, I'm going to dive right into that salad, my
into
wife.
Into that food. I got you, brother. Well,
I'm not all day, so I'm just going to gradually, you know, just but if anybody has a question, I'll be glad to take it. So ask anybody about they want to ask a question for us.
Ask a question, yeah. Well, listen, fam, you heard Brother Rashad. If you have a question, now is the time to press the number one button, because you know our podcast has to end at 9 o'clock. So I'm just going to ask Jay, has anybody hit the number one button, brother? Jay's our technician.
Nobody yet.
Okay. So on that note, I'm not going to hold up Brother Rashad. You heard him say the brother been running all day doing the family thing. He's hungry, so we're not going to hold him up. But Brother Rashad, could you give the podcast family your contact information? And then, for those of you who are late pressing the number one button, you have to catch our brother next week. Get your weight up and press that one button. Go ahead, brother.
Okay. My number is 973-673-0699. You call me during the week after 12, Monday through Friday. No weekends, okay? Because on the weekends, you're going to get this information on Forrest's podcast. So,
right.
And hopefully next week we'll have another topic, because I want to deal mostly with the conditions our people are suffering with, our community, and there's many. So I hope everybody took notes, and hopefully if you do have blood pressure, you start incorporating some of these things into your diet and get some of these supplements and gradually work yourself medication. Work with your doctor. Oh, you don't have to let them know, because sometimes they'll tell you, oh, no, that stuff doesn't work. Well, that's what they tell you. But believe me, if you do it right, you'll be normal. So, again, I thank you, family. All you have. have a good evening. Boys, have a good evening, my brother.
You too, my brother. Thank you once again for that education. And Brother Bashar will, by the grace of the Most High, will be back with us again next week with some insightful information on health and nutrition. We're about to take a little breather. I'll be back because it's 8:56. I got 4 minutes left. I'll be back with a final thought. Once again, my brother, peace and blessings, Rashad. Thank you for coming on, my brother.
Peace and blessings to you and the family also. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Right back, family. Friends about it, give them the number. Once again, 563-999-3718 is on my Facebook page. And also, I have a friend, Miss Crystal Allen. She'll be posting my workout video on my Facebook page. It'll be on there one day this week. I don't know when, family, but it'll be up there this week coming up. Check out my exercise video. That's right. I don't talk the talk. I walk the walk too, baby. All right? You got it. You got to implement some type of exercise program. When you buy two gloves, you don't put one glove on one hand and leave the other one bad, do you? Okay then. So let's say if you eat well, you're not exercising, that hand gonna get cold. You gotta cover both hands. Exercise and nutrition gives you a little longevity in life. Don't forget now, the Gary Null webinar, all right, go to GaryNull.com tonight before y'all go to sleep. Get the information. It starts at 12. It's supposed to be anywhere from a 4 to 6 hour webinar. A lot of y'all ain't got no patience, but watch what you can, because I'll be up there for 6 hours watching it, because I like to soak in information so I can share it with you, okay? And also, just like to say, my man, his name is Randy J. Sean Jackson. That's my technician, all right? Check him out on Fridays. You dial the same number, all right? And he's between 8 p.m., 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's called Keeping It Real with Jay Sean. All right? Check him out Friday. He comes on the day before me. He's a relationship guru. He talks about people that had, last night he had a, woo, she was a firecracker. She talked about her exploits as a woman, all right, and her relationships. And trust me, it was steamy, y'all. All right? Because some of us like a little extracurricular, all right? My man keeps it real, and it's a little spicy. So we give you the news here, and my man gives you, because people have relationships, he keeps it real. You just listen to him, all right? Anyway, my man, check him out every Friday, all right? So once again, shout-outs to all my people out there. Hope I didn't miss anybody. If I did, I'll catch you next week. You have a wonderful week. Stay safe, and think. Do your homework. All right? Check out other people's alternative news. All right? If you got your pens handy, I'm going to give you this number right quick. 641 741-2308. All right? They have different programs on, and you'd be surprised at what you find. All right? Have a nice week. And, oh, don't forget, I'll be having the green tea, y'all. Support. All right? And this is for your health, because your health is your wealth. Forrest Nance signing out. Grown folks talking. Peace. See you next Saturday. Most high willing.
Peace. And at this point all nonsense cease. All chains and shackles must be released. Mental slavery controlled by the beast. Afrocentricity we got to teach. Respect for all people has got to increase. So let's dismiss all these myths and walk in peace. First you must wake up, wiser, rise up. Open your eyes and get fired up. You've been sleeping too long, your life is passing you by. You need to open your eyes, man, to realize that life is but a dream, or so it seems. But nothing comes to a dreamer but a dream. So open up your mind, let your mind be free. Take it to the next level, the highest degree. Yes, open up your mind, let your mind be free. Let your brain be your life for the world to see. But love it. Beloved, this is my prayer for you because I care for you. I just want you to understand all you've been through, because I've been there too. I know sometimes things get real thick, man. You want to throw up your hands and call it quits. I mean, you're frustrated, aggravated, so uptight, because people in the world just won't treat you right. It's like nobody cares, nobody understands. You want to live your own life, be your own man, free. Put your mind at ease. Get hip to these prophecies and maintain, do the right thing. By all means, show your self-esteem. Push forward and strive for the dream. Put mind over matter, not matter over mind. Wake up while you still have time. And acknowledge the knowledge and let knowledge be born. Because if you want to get ahead, you got to be strong. Beloved. To the Most High, the Most High, the Blessed High. Keep our visions clear as we're looking through this third eye. First, we must learn about self to know ourselves, so we can help ourselves to be ourselves. Then we can live with someone else. Now, if each one teach one and each one reach one, that's when the peace comes. That's when it'll be as one. So let's use these sources in our resources. Open up our hearts, eyes, minds, and voices, and educate and re-educate. Brothers and sisters who are still not awake. You see, jealousy and envy and greed will keep us on our knees. But knowledge, wisdom, understanding will give us the upper hand. So let love be love and let's spread this love. Then live, love, enjoy your life. Hold it down, son, have a little fun. I mean, live, love, enjoy your life. Because tomorrow ain't promised to no one. But love it.